in. So a very warm welcome to you all. If you're worshipping with us for the first time, it's great to have you here, and we hope to have a chance to talk to you after the service. Leslie, our minister, has COVID and is isolating in the northeast, so we're grateful to Sally, who is leading the morning worship. We also give an especially warm welcome to Tom Hackett. Tom is Southern Synod's Children and Youth Development Officer, and he's taking part in the morning worship here, and also he's joining us in our church meeting which follows this service. So welcome, Tom. It's good to have you with us. Tom is here. I don't know if you in this Zoom can see him. So just a reminder that the service is being live streamed, so we welcome those of you joining us from home or elsewhere. Worship continues today here with the 5 p.m. service. As I mentioned, there is a church meeting which follows immediately after this service, so please stay if you can. It will also be live streamed, so those of you at home can join as well. Please refer to the notices sheet that's distributed by email or in the post. If you don't get it and want it, please let us know and we can add you to the list. The URC prayer handbook for this year is now available. If you want copies of that, please let me know. They are £5.50 each and a very good resource for your prayer times. Just a reminder, in case any of you are available to help with stewarding between Tuesday this week and the middle of February, can you please get in touch with Catherine? Church news is coming soon, and Vaughan James is the editor this month. Contributions to him, please, by the end of Friday this week. Particularly, he's looking for anything, any details of anything, or things that you have been particularly grateful for in 2021. There are a couple of items of food which expire at the end of January, so if anyone would like them, there's some copper soups and some coffee, and they're available, so please take them if you can use them, and if you care to make a donation, that would be great. Finally, news of people. As I mentioned earlier, Leslie and Ray have tested positive for COVID. They're isolating in the northeast. Hopefully they will be back here in Kingston in the next few days. And we continue to remember Sugin Lee, who's also been unwell. And of course, all those known to us who are unwell at this time. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. Wave to everybody in the building, wave to everybody at home, and I hope if you're at home, you're going to feel very welcome to join in with us today. As you know, Leslie is off, and so it's me leading the service today with a little bit of help from Bron and from Tom and the choir, as you can see. So we are going to just have a quick prayer and then we're going to sing our first song.
Hey
going to pray two prayers, and I think the children can join in with these as well. So, are you ready? Nice, big, loud amen at the end of the first one, and then you can help me with the second one. And then we're going to sing a fantastic song, and I think you can do some actions to the song as well.
Maybe bring earphones, Rob.
Absolutely right. You ready? Get ready. Lord Jesus, we are here because you love us. We are your friends because you love us. We are forgiven because you love us. Help us to learn more today about your love. Amen. And now I'm going to just say thank you. Get ready with the actions. Dear God, thank you that you love my nose and my toes. Can you wiggle? Can you wiggle things as we say them? Can you wiggle your nose? Oh, yeah, Esther, that's a good one. And wiggle your toes. Thank you that you love my fingertips and my hips. Thank you that you love my heart. Thank you, God, for loving every part. Amen. Let's stand and sing, and we can join in with some actions. Thank you, choir. We're going to sing Come With Me, for the Journey is Long. I love that. Can we sing it again sometime? Yeah. I really love that. Thank you. Let's pray together. Okay, so children, we're going to think about things that we've said or done this week that might have made God a bit sad. And we're going to ask him to forgive us. Okay, so have a think. And the rest of the congregation is going to do the same thing. And we're going to pray a prayer of confession. Father, the last 2 years have wrecked and reconfigured our lives in many ways. As we emerge, we confess we feel lost. An arid wilderness lies before us, bereft of certainties we thought secure. And we must search for spiritual succor to help us journey through this wasteland. But we are exhausted, Lord, and our heads droop. Our faith is faltering, and we want shortcuts, quick results, instant gratification. Forgive us, Lord, for seeking renewal in the wrong places. forgive us the times when we have let our frustration and impatience become irritation, anger, or unkindness. We raise our faces to you, O Lord, for in you we belong and we are known and we are loved. Even when we no longer know who we really are, call us by name. Renew us that we may play our part in restoring the world. Amen. We pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. So children, I know you've got some worksheets to be getting on with, and I know you've got a little craft activity to do as well, and we would love to see that at the end of the service, if that's okay. You could share it with us, yeah? And while you're doing that, we're just going to have a little chat, all right? Brilliant. Bron is going to come and introduce Tom, and we're going to hear from Tom.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody at home. Before I introduce Tom, who, as Martin's already said, we're very pleased to have with us today, and he's our Children and Youth Development Officer for the United Reformed Church Southern Synod. But before we hear Tom speak, we'd like to give a short prayer of thanks. Let us pray. Lord, before we look together today at the URC Children and Youth Friendly Church Scheme with Tom, we pause to celebrate and give you thanks for the activities and pastoral support that Sally, So Young, and all the volunteers offer to our families throughout the week.
주님, 오늘 우리 교회에 톰을 보내주셔서 어린이와 청소년에게 친근한 URC 교회가 되는 길을 생각하게 해주시니 감사합니다. 그리고 우리 교회에 셀리와 서영 그리고 교회를 위해 봉사하는 모든 선도님들을 주셔서 감사합니다.
Thank you for Sunday morning activities for children and young people, for the energy of the volunteers who make it possible for children to explore Bible stories in a fun way.
어린이와 청소년들이 주일 아침이면 하나님의 말씀을 들을 수 있게 해주셔서 감사합니다.
We pray for Messy Church. We give thanks for how it has adapted during recent times with the blessing of the manse garden. That means that we can be creative and worship and eat together outside.
현대 사회의 흐름에 맞춘 메시지처치 예배를 드릴 수 있고 때로는 목사님 사택 정원에서도 예배 드릴 수 있음에 감사합니다.
We give thanks for Sally's love of nature, which has inspired the nature walks, and for the families who have enjoyed these, whatever the weather.
자연을 사랑하는 셀리를 주셔서 날씨와 상관없이 자연 속에서 걷는 네이처 워크 활동을 할 수 있어 감사합니다.
Thank you, Lord, for the joyful sound of children playing and adults chatting that fills the Mayo Hall during Jolly Toddlers.
주중에 아주 어린 아이들과 부모님들의 웃음소리, 수다소리를 들을 수 있는 졸리토드러 활동을 드림도 감사합니다.
Thank you for songs, Bible stories, soft play and cake at Tots Praise and for the strong friendships that are made there.
찬양과 성경 이야기, 다양한 놀이와 케이크 등을 즐길 수 있는 토치 프레이즈와 그 속에서 받아지는 우정도 감사합니다.
We thank you for the support that So Young gives to our Korean young people on a Sunday afternoon and throughout the week. We rejoice that a group of young people have started meeting to make music together on a Saturday afternoon.
주일 오후에 소영 전도사님과 한인 어린이들이 함께 활동할 수 있어서 감사합니다. 토요일에 아비와 피터, 하원 선교사님 덕분에 밴드가 설립되고 하나님을 함께 찬양할 수 있음에도 감사합니다.
We thank you for the reflective service on a Sunday evening and for the fact that several young people make this their regular worship slot.
또한 주일 저녁에 드려지는 묵상 예배와 그곳에 참여하는 청소년들이 있음에도 진심으로 감사합니다.
We bring all these activities to you, loving God, and we ask for your blessing upon them and upon us as we look together towards the future.
사랑의 하나님, 이 모든 교회 활동에 감사드리며 주님의 더욱 풍성한 축복을 내려주셔서 다음 세대가 부흥하게 하소서.
아멘. Thank you. Thank you, guys. And now, Tom, would you like to come and chat to us about the Children Youth Sunday Church Scheme? Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. It's really great to be here with you, to join for you in worship and also for your church meeting here this morning. My name is Tom Hackett, and I work for the Southern Synod of the United Reformed Church, which means the churches across South London and the South East. And in my role as Children's and Youth Development Officer, I support the local churches in their engagement with children and young people. And I'm here today to talk a little bit and to introduce to you the URC's new Children and Youth Friendly Church Scheme. So over the last couple of years, the Children's and Youth Development Officer team has worked with the Children's and Youth Work Committee of the URC to develop a new programme which replaces the former Child Friendly Church Award. And we have now launched the Children and Youth Friendly Church Scheme. So the scheme is a programme of the United Reformed Church which recognises and encourages excellence in churches who are welcoming children and young people and families. And it's a scheme by which the church together go on a journey about reflecting on what they are currently doing for children and young people and families, and to think about what it is that they would like to be doing and where their areas of focus might be. As we said, Kingston is a church that has already been part of the former Child Friendly Church Award scheme, so this is very much building on all of the great work that you are already doing here at Kingston URC and celebrating the work that takes place. And it was great to hear there during the prayers the variety of work that is taking place throughout the week in which all ages, including children, young people and families, are involved. So we want to recognise and celebrate the great work that is already taking place, and we have a reflective cycle where we think about where are we now, where might you want to focus, where are the opportunities for development, and then put in a plan over the next 3 to 5 years of where you want to focus at Kingston URC. And this morning we're going to start thinking about that, so it's important that this is a whole church and that initiative and that everybody is involved. So later in the service there'll be a chance to start thinking and reflecting and prayerfully reflecting on what it is that you feel you should, where we should be focusing as a church community to really welcome and support the faith development of all ages, including children and young people. So we'll be thinking more about that this morning as we explore what it means to be a children and youth friendly church.
Thank you, Tom. I love children and young people. I love being with them. And that's good news because I am your children and youth worker. So that's quite, that's a sort of a foregone conclusion. But what this is about is all of us joining in to help our children in the church and in the community to grow in their faith, to explore, and to share some of the love for God that we have. And that starts primarily with their parents at home, huge responsibility on the parents. But yes, it does include me and the youth and children's team, and it includes their schools, particularly if they go to a church school. But it includes the whole church. Literally, like if you were doing children's work years and years and years ago and you think, I've retired, well, I've got news for you, you haven't. Because we are all in this together, and if they're going to grow in their love of Jesus, it will need all of us to take part in this. And that's why I'm so happy to see you all here today and for this opportunity to hear your views and your ideas and see how we can make things better. So it's a real joy for me. We're going to sing, and we're going to sing 10,000 Reasons, and it's just blessing the Lord for all his many benefits to us. And for me, obviously, one of those is the children and young people that we have in this place. So please do stand and join in with our next song. Thank you. sit down. We're going to have our reading, which Natasha is going to read to us today. It's from Luke chapter 3, verses 15 to 22, and it's about the baptism of Jesus.
This reading I took from English New Bible, which was given to me in Africa when I was baptized there, in local community, in small church. The people were on tiptoe of expectation, all wondering about John, whether perhaps he was the Messiah. But he spoke out and said to them all, "I baptize you with water, but there is one to come who is mightier than I am. I'm not fit to unfasten his shoes. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His shovel is ready in his hand to winnow his threshing floor and gather the wheat into his granary. But he will burn the chaff on a fire that can never go out." In this and many other ways, he made his appeal to the people and announced the good news. But Prince Herod, when he was rebuked by John over the affair of his brother's wife Herodias, and for his misdeeds, crowned them all by shutting John up in prison. During the general baptism of the people, when Jesus too had been baptized and was praying, heaven opened and the Holy Spirit descended him in bodily form like a dove, and there came voice from heaven, "Thou art my son, my beloved, on thee my favor rests." Blessed this reading.
That's actually a really suitable passage for today. I'd like us to put the slide up with our baptism vows on. This is something that we pray and commit to when we have baptisms here at the church. Have you got that slide? Here we go. So we say, as a community of faith, representing the whole church, do you welcome whoever it is that's being baptized and promise to share with her or him what you yourselves have received, the gift of God's love revealed in Christ. And when we're in those services, we hopefully all reply with a loud, "We do, with God's help." And that's what we're doing today. We are fulfilling that baptism promise that we make. We run things for children because we want to share what we ourselves have received, the gift of God's love. That's why we do what we do. So it's just a continuation of something we've already committed to as a community of faith. So we're going to think more about that in a few moments, but first I'm going to pray that God will lead us. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for that wonderful story of the baptism of Jesus, that you called him and named him and you told everybody, "This is my son, I love him." Thank you that we are your sons and daughters and that you love us. From the oldest to the youngest, you love us. And we want to share the gift of your love revealed in Christ to people of all ages. Lord, I pray that you would send your Holy Spirit now to come amongst us. We don't want to rely on our own wisdom and our own good ideas. We want to hear your thoughts, your opinions, your ideas, your way forward. We submit to listening to you. And we pray that you would guide and direct us over the next 2-3 years in the work that we do with our young people. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So what we need to do is we're going to get into groups, and I will hand out some post-it notes for you to write on, and I'd like you to stick those post-it notes onto a piece of flip chart paper that I will also give to you. And we're going to spend just 3 to 4 minutes on 3 questions. And Tom will go into more detail about the scheme at the church meeting, and there'll be a chance to ask questions as well at church meeting if you want to do that. So, Ron, do you want to come up as well? We need to get into small groups. Tom, did you want to say any more about the scheme first?
So the scheme is designed as one of the key parts of the new Children and Youth Friendly Church scheme is that it is a reflective cycle. So it means that the church think about where is it that we are now, where might we want to be, and what we need to do to get there. And it's that continuous cycle of evaluating. And as we said, it's important that we consult widely across the church community about that. And we wanted to start that off today, to start thinking about what would a children and youth friendly church look like. So we have 3 questions for you to think about. The first one is that question, what do you think a children and youth friendly church looks like? So what would it mean to you? Maybe there's words or images, activities that you think would be key for a children and youth friendly church. The second question is, what could we do further? What could we do to further develop Kingston URC's ministry with families over the next 5 years? So what are the opportunities? Do you feel God calling you to focus? And then to start to narrow that down. So the final question is, in which 3 areas do you think God is calling us to develop our work with children, young people, and families? And I'd like to encourage you to think broadly about all of the work that takes place in, through, and beyond the church buildings. So those children and families that are in contact and involved in activities that take place in the church, those who may pass through the church or come into contact through events and activities that you do, and those beyond the church in the community as well. So we're thinking more broadly than just Sunday morning, but throughout and all the ways in which you come into contact with children and families in your community. So we'll have a few minutes to discuss, and you can write down or draw ideas for those questions.
So would you mind getting into some small groups? So parents might want to gather together. Just small groups, not too many people. And the people at home are going to be able to join in with this because Bron is going to facilitate that on Zoom. So they'll be able to write down their thoughts. And when you've got into your groups, I'm going to come around with some post-it notes and a flip chart paper, and we're going to spend a few minutes thinking about this first question. Can we have the first question up, please? First question is, what do you think a children and youth friendly church looks like?
Hi guys, right, I'm outside in the foyer now, how's that? Is that better?
Yeah, much better.
Yeah, right, so I have with my good hand, I have some post-it notes.
So please do also say stuff, and I'll try and write as well as hang on, let me put my camera on so you can see this. Hello.
Oh, hi, yay.
Yeah, so we'll be able to see when they move on to the next question because the slide will change. So, yeah. Thank you, Abby.
Hi, can I just say, I can speak, but Ray can't speak. So anything that comes from this corner will be me speaking, but I'm could be Ray's mouthpiece.
Okay, Leslie. So anybody got any thoughts that's not... what I'll do is I'll photocopy the chat before I... So Abby said about interactive and engaging for all audiences, use of new technologies. And Teresa and Vaughan have talked about being becoming a significant focal point for young people. I can hear frantic typing here going on.
Yes, I'll turn off my mic actually.
No, it's fine. Does anyone that's not typing want to contribute anything?
When I go to
unmute. Go, Alistair.
Go to a party. I mean, you want a volume of people there. If it's one or two, it feels a bit sad. And I can't really speak for youngsters, but I would imagine if they were coming in and don't see any others in their age group, it just feels not the place to be. So, I mean, that's not helpful, but it's an observation.
Yeah, no. That's true. So what can we do to change that? And I know that's the big, the big question, but... Okay, there's quite a lot coming through in the chat. So for those who can't see the chat,
Vaughan, I'm sure you know you can copy
activities that involve all the ages. Yeah, I'll copy it later.
You can copy it. That's why I wrote
Ray's
it down.
Talking about. Where those feel confident to attend. And children being part of the whole service, continue to use technology and develop links and relationships with young people and families. Abby, hey, I like this, Abby. Use of mood board, images, videos, music, dance videos, introduction, new songs, activities, sports, bands. Are you off? Are you? I hope you're volunteering, Abby.
I think I'm going to be young again.
Yeah, definitely. Well, the thing is, it's all ages, isn't it? For me, it's when you make something welcoming to children and young people and families, you're making it welcoming to all, for all. And, you know, for me, it's that all ages doing stuff together, like the craft afternoon that was just before Christmas. You know, everybody can participate in that. And there's something for me really nice about old people and young people sitting down together and doing stuff.
I think there's some interesting evidence that says that young people that stick with the church are young people who have an adult in their lives who has mentored them, not a family member, but an adult who had mentored them, who has wrestled with the faith. So for those people who feel, oh, I couldn't possibly make a contribution because I'm not happy, smiley, I get everything right all the time. That's a real word of encouragement. The evidence is that young people who stick with the faith are people who've had significant conversations with adults who have wrestled and had challenges.
Thanks, Leslie. Yeah, you're absolutely, I really agree with that. Because we're all involved in parenting the children and young people that we come into contact with, whether we're their parent or their grandparent or their auntie, their uncle, their neighbour, their friend down the street, their church person, you know.
Sukju has said,
prove Christians' generosity, virtue, value of eternal life. Sorry, say again, Teresa.
I was going to say, I don't know that whether we all recognise that in ourselves. And for me, the biggest lesson was Nigel, who had no children. He didn't have much contact with any family children. And yet he came along to the events and he had a lovely time. And it was lovely to see the children with him. And yet I think if you'd said to him, oh, you'd be great with that. Or maybe somebody did and he recognised it in himself. But I don't know whether we always recognise in ourselves what we can contribute. So we need to be reminded that it doesn't matter whether we've got children, whether we're the age where we can leap about or, have much to do with other children already. We've all got something to contribute. As Leslie says, there's always something where you can be involved and contribute.
And older people have time as well, of course.
Yeah, older people have time. Well, in theory we do.
Yeah. I think they've gone on to the next question, in which, so that we were talking, I mean, and you can feedback, it doesn't matter if you can't feedback to Sally, be fat to So Young. They're now looking at question three. Yeah, Charlie's just come out to say we should be looking at question three. In which three areas do you think God is calling us to develop our work with children, young people, and families? Anybody think of any particular examples of ways?
I think the challenge for the whole church, and that includes parents with little children, is about what does it mean to be a disciple, to be a follower of Jesus at this time, when you can consume acts of worship by clicking a button, but how can we help one another as disciples of Jesus?
Okay, I've written that down, Leslie. Thank you. Yeah, it's like the whole life discipleship, but for children, or for, you know, yeah.
This is Sukju. When I was a high school
middle school. Hello,
Sukju. Yeah, when I was young, I have lots of question mark myself. What would be right approach to be live as a disciple and in real Christian. So in this one is as our brain growing is knowledge going up, and then sometimes it's very important to find out what would be real value for longer term and what's the real meaning of being a Christian. So it seems to be those kind of question. So when I was young, we have lots of Bible discussion every Sunday with the teachers. And then like you, and then just a 1 hour discussion, but still we don't find the answer. But this kind of a time sharing with the other generation and already experienced and then already proved itself like a generosity, love, and then taking care of people. I believe church members is fantastic. So probably I think is a longer term wisely the matter of time of is a spending time. So probably even though short conversation with the kids, and then they remember and then they understand, you know, the word of power of word much stronger than parents. So reason why I respected that manner. So hopefully if we can spend some even short conversation, but if we can understand step by step to more getting to their real concern or real is a large quorum, whatever. It might be great time to step by step get more serious look at the being Christian. That's my view.
Right. Okay. Thank you. I might come back to you at some point, Sukju, because I couldn't write that everything down. But I might come back to you at some point to explore a little bit further with you. on that, definitely. Thank you.
Bron, it looks as though what Sukju was saying is paralleled by Abby's second comment.
Yes. Yeah. I'm just reading that as well. Yeah. Yes. You know, like we used to have the... I'm going to take this microphone off for a sec, just so that, because Ray is here as well, Ray Erskine, and so she can hear the conversation, as the foyer elder. You know, like we used to have the sort of the Korean language classes that Sukin used to run on a Thursday night. It's those sort of informal discussion groups where you can just chat and not feel sort of threatened or you know that anything that you're saying is silly. Just explore together. Is that a bit what you're saying, Sukju?
Yeah, it's a kind of when they are sensitive time and then they develop their framework, understanding philosophy, their life, and then also understanding of being a Christian. So at that time, we might be sharing our life experience. And then also Christian's life sharing is very critical. So I really wanted to retry. Even the given limitation of time, but any possible contact in Sunday is still worthy.
Which is a bit like hanging out together. And then if you talk about things that you do in daily life, but obviously there is above it or below it or through it, the fact that everything we do is as Christians and sharing that. So, you know, when we go shop, we're talking about going shopping, but actually there's all sorts of implications to going shopping, which if you talk about it with anybody, it wouldn't necessarily bring in your Christian discipleship element. So it's just life, sharing life together and how your faith affects what you do day to day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lovely.
Yeah.
Trouble in the queue, on the bus.
I think we're probably going back together soon, but is there anyone else who hasn't spoken that would like to say anything? Or just, you know, if this isn't the format for you, then there'll be plenty of other opportunities to feedback as well over the next few weeks. So get in touch with one of us. Just see what's happening in church. So I'm just going to go back in. I'll just put myself on mute again. Thank you, everybody, and thank you for all the chats. And there's thanks, Alice. I can see Alice and Diane and others have contributed. That's great. I'm just going to go back and find out what's happening. So I'll type.
Just something that will identify the group you were in. And then we're going to have something up on the slide. Which is the resolution that we're hoping to pass at church meeting today. Welcome back, Zoomers. Thank you. Leave it on that.
So up on the screen is a resolution which is going to be discussed after today's service at your church meeting, which is about committing to beginning this journey of the Child Friendly Church scheme process. So that's something that we've started today, but these conversations will go on, and I encourage you to continue these conversations and try and get as many voices of different ages and across the different groups and within your local community involved. But we'll be discussing it further at your church meeting and exploring this resolution to commit to journeying together through the Children and Youth Friendly Church scheme as well.
Thank you. So those conversations will continue, and we, the whole church community of Kingston United Reformed Church, commit to follow God's calling and journey together as we further develop our welcome to children, young people and families. That's what we're going to hopefully be discussing at church meeting. We dedicate ourselves to the Children and Youth Friendly Programme of the United Reformed Church and look forward to where God will lead us. Do not worry, I am not going to ask you all to be children's workers. Welcome is about things as simple as smiling and saying hello as a child comes into the church. And we can all do that. If we can't do that, then we're in big trouble. But we can all do that. And that's the first step. And it goes from there. So it's something we can very definitely all be involved with. We are going to have some prayers of intercession. I'm aware of the time, so I'm going to speed them up. But I'm not going to speed them up. I will summarise our prayers of intercession, and then we're going to have a song. As we pray, I will say, as we celebrate your love for us, if you could say, may we love you in return. So let's try that. As we celebrate your love for us, may we love you in return. Loving Lord of earth and heaven, thank you for the love which you have shown us through your wonderful creation. We pray for those who work to combat climate change, for scientists researching new ways to fuel our needs, for politicians to respond to the situation and to keep the pledges they have made, for us that we may seek ways to live that help preserve the wonderful world that you have made. As we celebrate your love for us, may we love you in return. Loving God of continents and countries, we thank you for the love you have shown us, which gives us a sense of identity. We pray for those who live in fear of war and civil strife, for those who are threatened by oppression and violence, for those who are driven to seek refuge and asylum in other nations or states, and for us, that we may value our common humanity and share your love with others. As we celebrate your love for us, may we love you in return. Loving God of wholeness and health, we thank you for your love shown to us through the care of healthcare workers and the National Health Service. We pray for those suffering from stress as a result of the COVID pandemic, for hospitals having to declare critical incidents, for those suffering with long COVID, and for all those that we personally know and love who have a COVID diagnosis or are in isolation at the moment, thinking particularly of Leslie and Ray. And we pray for us that we may, through the way we live, keep ourselves and others safe. As we celebrate your love for us, may we love you in return. Loving God of friends and family, we thank you for those who enrich our lives by their kindness and love. Pray for those who are separated from family and friends as a result of COVID restrictions, for those whose homes are places of neglect or abuse, for those who feel isolated and alone, for us, that we, knowing how much we are loved, may not be too busy to share a friendly word with others. As we celebrate your love for us, may we love you in return. We rejoice that we are loved and pray that, refreshed by that love, we may seek ways to share your empowering and refreshing love with those whom we encounter and those who do not know that they are loved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm wondering if someone could go and get the children to come back, because I'd really love them to be part of our final song. Carol, would you mind? We are going... Oh, it's not the final song, sorry. We're going to have two songs. We're going to pray and sing a song that we sing at our baptism service. And it is a prayer, and I thought it would be appropriate to sing it together today. And in the first verse, I'm going to ask if the children and parents, if they are needed, I'm going to ask if the children can stand In the second verse, I'm going to ask that the parents would stand, because that's a verse about you. And in the last verse, I'm going to ask everybody to stand as a sign of our commitment. The choir may want to stand the whole way through, and that's fine. So we're going to wait for the children. Then we're going to have our offering. Then we're going to have our final song. Have the words to Father, may your Holy Spirit up on the screen. Hello. Hello. Just said we're going to sit down for this song, but I'm going to ask the children and possibly their parents to stand for the first verse, and then the parents will be stood for the second verse, and then we're all going to stand in the last verse. Okay? So children, we're going to pray for you now. So children, can you stand up? That's it. We're going to pray, and then in the second verse, the parents can stand. We pray for them, and then we're going to pray for us all. So let's, choir can stand. Yes, that's fine, don't worry. So let's stay seated until it's our turn to stand up. So let's sing. Stand. Amen. We're going to have our offering, and then we are going to sing our final hymn. I wonder if the children can go around now and show their craft. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we dedicate this money to you. And we dedicate ourselves to you, our time and our talents, our personalities, all that we are. We are thankful for all that you have given us in your abundant generosity. And we pray that you would accept our offering back to you. For Jesus' sake, amen. Steve wants to thank you. Steve wants to quickly tell us what the children were doing in the hall. Apologies that the service has gone on longer. Always happens when I lead, I'm sorry. But you were doing a lot of talking, so that was good. We are going to have our final hymn, which is How Great Thou Art, and a quick prayer, and then we'll go into church meeting. Lord, if anything we said today was not in your will, please help us forget it. If anything should have been said but was not said, please bring it to our minds soon. If things we said were in your will, please make those ideas grow. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Children, are you ready to help? I'm going to say a final blessing. Get ready to pray. Amen. May the love of the Father and the joy of Jesus and the playfulness of the Holy Spirit be with us all today and always. Amen. Amen. Thank you, everybody. Please do stay for church meeting if you can.